Shalom. Welcome to The Cloud with Apostle Michael A. Oyeni, the Presbyter of Malik Fortress, a religious organization. Today we are looking at the topic titled Only Believe. Only Believe. And I take my text from Romans chapter 10, verse 29. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart man believes. Believing is not a struggle. It is as natural as breathing, because it is intrinsically a fiber of every man's being to believe. Believing is not of the mind, but of the heart. It is not a mental assent, but a hearty persuasion. Believing is not agreement to fact. It is a passionate disposition which involves emotions and convictions stemming from one's heart. The scripture says, man believes with a heart. Since every man has a heart, it implies every man per their own will believe. The problem is not believing, but rather what you direct your heart to believe. The problem is not believing, but rather what you direct your heart to believe. To believe in God is not just mentally acquisition that there is God. How do you believe? It is of the heart. An effect is produced when you believe in the heart, because believing intrinsically is of the heart. So Romans chapter 10 verse 11 says, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness. It is upon the condition of believing with the heart that righteousness is produced. It is upon the condition of believing with the heart that righteousness is produced. Every man believes something, but that you believe does not mean you are a believer. The Bible asserts in James chapter 2 verse 19 that even the devils believe and tremble. Thou believes that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. If believing alone makes one a believer, then all devils in the world should be believers. This is, however, not the case. What you believe and how you believe is of great import. We are believers because we believe. Fundamentally, what is most difficult for all men to believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Romans chapter 10 verse 9 pronounces that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from death, thou shalt be saved. Acts 26 verse 8 also proclaims that, why should it be thought a thing incredible with you that God should raise the dead? Furthermore, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. As believing is to the heart, so faith is to the word. As believing is to the heart, so faith is to the word. When the heart is channeled into believing, it is coupled with acting on the word of God, then we have faith. Faith, therefore, is acting on the word of God that you have believed in your heart. Until it is a full conviction in your heart, you can never act on it for it to produce results. Thus, without believing, you can never walk in faith. The Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and the hearing by the word of God. The word, however, does not generate faith in you directly, it first produces belief in your heart, and you're acting upon this belief is your faith. Hence, even to be born again, it is after you have believed with your heart unto righteousness that you are able to confess unto salvation. Because your confession, which is your act of faith, is premised on what you have believed on the basis of the word of God that came to you. Faith, therefore, is active, whereas believing is passive. Faith, therefore, is active, whereas believing is passive. That is to say, faith shows up in works, otherwise it is dead. James 2:26, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. You can never act on anything if your heart is empty, because acting on what you believe is faith, and believing is a function of your heart. Thus the Bible says in Proverbs 23 verse 7, that for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your very actions and your very essence in life is based on what you have believed in your heart, and not what you acknowledge in your mind. Your very actions and your very essence in life is based on what you have believed in your heart, and not what you acknowledge in your mind. Thus, whatever you are in this life is a reflection of what is in your heart. Walk in this reality. Thanks for listening. Shalom.